Hello and welcome to Talking Treadmills, the podcast for besttreadmillsonline.com. My name is Travis, and today I'm going to give you four simple tips to help keep your treadmill cleaned and well-maintained. You know, treadmill maintenance is the key to a long-lasting, trouble-free treadmill. The main culprit to costly repairs and a shortened treadmill life is usually, believe it or not, a lack of proper maintenance. Fitness equipment won't last long if it isn't well-maintained. It's that simple. Now, the easiest thing you can do, there are actually four things you can do, and I'll go into each of these in detail in just a moment, but they are: keep the treadmill clean, place it in an ideal location, keep the tread belt aligned, and lubricate the deck. Those four simple things will go a long way to give your treadmill years of trouble-free use and provide you years of enjoyment with very few, if any, headaches. So let's go into each of these in a little more detail. First, clean your treadmill regularly. Cleaning is actually very important to the life of your treadmill or any exercise equipment for that matter. In fact, if something goes wrong with your treadmill, usually the culprit can be because it was simply dirty. Now, for instance, excessive dust can build up in the motor box area, which can force the motor to run hotter and harder, which can eventually lead to the motor burning out prematurely. Now, there are certain cleaning tips that you can implement, and here they are. I'll just kind of go through these. You might want to take a note of these. You know, first of all, you want to avoid using any soaps or solvents when wiping down your treadmill. Just use straight water. And when wiping down the equipment, make sure you use a damp cloth. Make sure it's not wringing wet or dripping with water or anything like that. You're also going to want to vacuum under and around the treadmill often to prevent dust and debris from getting into the equipment, particularly in the motor hood area, as I've just mentioned. You'll also want to make sure that your treadmill is unplugged before you go into the motor box area and start dusting and cleaning in there. So make sure you always have the machine unplugged. The last thing you want to do is be wiping down the treadbelt or the motor and bump something and the thing kicks on. You got your fingers in the treadbelt area, so make sure it's unplugged. You'll also want to dust between the deck and the belt, and you'll want to be sure to dust and vacuum just the basics, you know, around the machine at least once each week. The serious cleaning between the deck and the belt and underneath the motor hood and those more sophisticated areas, you can do those more or less often, perhaps once a month. Again, it just depends on how dirty your home is or how dirty the treadmill gets and how often it's used, but aim to do just general wiping down and general dusting and vacuuming once a week, and the more serious nitty-gritty cleaning underneath the motor hood and in between the deck and the tread belt, and do those once a month will suffice. The second thing, place the treadmill in an ideal location. Now, believe it or not, where you place your treadmill can affect how long it lasts. Now, the most important thing you can do is make sure the treadmill is on level, sturdy ground. If it's off balance, the belt and motor can be affected. If the ground isn't level, most treadmills have adjustable feet that can be adjusted to make up the difference. Place your treadmill in an area of your home that is away from excessive amounts of pet hair or dirt. As I've mentioned, hair and dirt and dust can get stuck in various areas of the treadmill, which can harm the motor. You'll want to keep it away from any exterior doors in your home, since dirt can come in this way. It's also a good idea to place the treadmill on a mat. This very inexpensive accessory can do wonders in maintaining the equipment. It aids in cleaning the area under the treadmill and also provides a slight cushion for the treadmill so there is less impact when you walk or run. A treadmill mat will also protect your floors. The third thing, keep the belt aligned. Over time, your tread belt may become off-center. Now, this can happen if the treadmill is on uneven ground or if the walker favors one leg over the other. And just in general, over time, as the belt loosens a little, it's likely to become aligned just in time. So it's something that you're probably going to have to do even if it is on level ground and even if you don't necessarily favor one leg over the other. It's just kind of a a regular thing that happens to treadmills that you'll need to adjust probably eventually down the road. Now, when it comes time to adjust the belt, just consult your manual for ways to do this as it varies from treadmill model to another. But just be aware that if it becomes off-center, it can hurt not only the belt, but eventually the motor as well, which could end up being a costly repair. So don't ignore the importance of keeping that belt aligned. The fourth thing, keep the deck lubricated. Now, most decks come pre-lubricated, so this is something you're probably not going to have to deal with for the first year that you own the machine, but after that, you're going to have to start lubricating it yourself. Again, consult your manual to see what lubrication product or type of lubrication the manufacturer recommends. There are also treadmill maintenance kits you can buy that will have lubrication in them. Just make sure that you don't over-lubricate the deck, as this can do more harm than good to your equipment. While most maintenance is universal, you should still have a look at your manual, as treadmill maintenance will vary slightly from one model to another. Your manual should provide a maintenance schedule and recommended products for your treadmill. But in general, implementing these four simple things will help to keep your treadmill running like new for many years to come. For more information on treadmills, including reviews of the best brands available today, visit besttreadmillsonline.com. My name is Travis. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.